greatest prophets in the Word in history. And though no book of the Bible is named after him, Elijah is known, like I said, as one of the greatest prophets in the Bible. We don't know much about this man.
Southwest The end result is that it turns us from sin. she had a job. She didn't want to be a lady, you know, but it was a great job for her at that time, too. And we went on this journey of going just slowly, running stuff away from us. It was so painful. It was so amazing. It felt lonely, even though we were, you know, we had people and family around. It felt really lonely at the time. to God, nothing to me. Christless nothing. But to me, I am a soldier committed to complete the mission, something much bigger than I am. Several being cut down, we're standing on a platform in a little town, little church in Jonathan, and they give us this verse, and a little more like, oh, I like this. But it's really, we just experience it over and over and over, and it's so amazing and so hard. Be cut down. Chuck Swindoll says, for the kind of hero to be useful as an instrument of significance in the Lord's hand, he must be humbled and forced to trust. He must, in other words, be cut down to size, he says. Or as A.W. Tozer loved to say, it's doubtful that God can bless a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply. He says it's been my observation over the years that the deeper the hurt, the greater the usefulness. If this is your first time in church, you don't have a clue what's going on. My apologies to you. But I just want you to sit here. That when Jesus calls people, he doesn't promise them this yellow brick road to paradise. He says it's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it. And it will be the path of blessing, nothing that comes down to it. I completely agree with what Mr. Swindoll says. We don't enjoy it, but we can't experience it. But in the end, if we go through it faithfully, we are more and more the people that we need to become for God to use for his glory. As we close up today, I want you to just reflect on your story. What's your story? We've all got one. Some of you are going through it right now. Emails, phone calls, coffee dates. You're going through a boot camp experience. We are there for you as your church. But more importantly, Jesus is there for you. He's there for you. In reality, like I said, the longer that we live, we realize that we need to be sent back to boot camp because that's not our only one. We're in a boot camp experience of sorts right now. But God is faithful. He brings us through it, and we're so grateful for that. And when we are there, he deals with the selfishness, he deals with the pride, all those things that are holding back the blessing of God from our lives. If you're in a boot camp experience right now, please know this. God loves you. Please know that. Don't misinterpret him setting the agent or prior being as anything but love. God has not forgotten you. Why don't you turn with me to Isaiah chapter 49? Isaiah 49, we're turning to. Isaiah 49, verse 13. Shout for right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.